Talking to the machine.
Look at your stance.
Got a staunch on the machine.
Let's do this thing. Is that on? It's on.
Yes.
Yo! Welcome to an episode of Lost Tapes.
Yeah.
The
first episode of 2024 that we're recording.
That's it. And who knows when you'll hear
this.
If you'll ever hear it or if you're here in 2025.
These tapes may truly be lost.
Yeah, the best thing about the Lost Tapes is we do not edit these episodes at all, not one bit at all. Not because we don't really care. We care.
We care
so much.
The whole point is to get ourselves a little bit warmed up before recording. Make sure the text going right. Loosen the lips a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like doing the Lost Tapes.
I like them too. I like them because it's just I feel we're not going to have anything to talk about, but we tend to cut through the minutes pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of things to talk about.
Yeah. It's only been a minute.
So there we go. That was a
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Did you get up to much over your break?
I did pretty much nothing. I tried to play as much video games as I could on my break, but
get in those games.
I sort of did, but the majority of my time off from work, I didn't. Unfortunately, but that's okay. Like, I still had a good time. It was a nice break. I did things outside and outdoors, which was really nice.
I wanted to play all these video games, but I just ended up like enjoying nature and doing activities with my loved ones.
I got outside. Yeah, I hated it. It's nice. It's something I want to kind of change more. I don't know if you remember this, but when we were a lot younger and we used to live in Brisbane, I spent so much time outside of my home.
Yep.
And I spent so much time outside of my home. I was like barely ever home.
Yeah, so you didn't really utilize the space, right?
But I was happy to do it because I was like, yeah, I'll go out and I'll have fun and I'll meet my friends. And I did all of that. You know, we'd even go away on the weekend with George and stuff.
We went on little trips.
And then now that I've gotten older, I want everyone to be dead.
Yeah, no, it's like, leave me alone. I want to be at home by myself.
Yeah, but so I want to
snuggled up.
I want to try and change that and say yes to more things and
recapture a bit of the younger
and
Benji.
Push myself to. It's good. It'll reset my mental attitude a little bit and show that I'm not a grommet or a Kermit. Your partner gave me some ginger ale downstairs.
Oh, that's my ginger ale, motherfucker.
Really, is it?
It's not his to give out.
He offered it freely. How was your holiday period?
My holiday period was good. I went up to visit my family in Queensland before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, that was towards the end of November. And then I came back and ended up having a bit of a break over Christmas. I worked throughout most of it, but the way my days off lined up with work and the public holiday meant I had about 6 days off in a row. And we just spent that time just kind of, you know, just chilling, just having a good time.
That's good.
Yeah.
What'd you get for Christmas?
For Christmas? That's a great question. I got some comics. I got some 4Ks, you know, I got some media. I got some clothes. We weren't going like super hard this Christmas. Oh, so I got a new PlayStation 5 controller as well because my existing one has really bad stick drift.
How did that happen?
Probably my intensely heavy thumbs.
And you share it with other intensely heavy
men. I actually got an Xbox controller of my own that the others aren't supposed to use because the other Xbox controller, the green A button, like the main button you push, was fucked. Like, it required you to push it multiple times to actually register.
So that's what they play NBA 2K with?
Yeah, exactly. It very well could have been me, but I'm like, you know what? Just for safety and peace of mind, let me just have my own special colored controller that I can use.
I've seen you. I know what you're like when you play games, and when games don't go the way that you expect them to go, you can get in a certain way.
Listen, gamer anger is a real thing. It doesn't translate into real anger for most people, at least for me, it doesn't.
I don't know. I lived with this guy once, horrible human being. But he had some serious issues.
Serious issues. And
like,
it seeped into the game and affected real life as well.
I've, like, when he couldn't get it or something, he literally would just smash the control onto the couch. The yeah. And then the controller wouldn't work, and then he'd blame the controller for shoddy manufacturing because they're not designed to have this little.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember that clip of that kid who got his WoW subscription cancelled by his mom?
He shoved
the remote up his ass in anger.
That's exactly what that person was like.
Yeah.
I don't even know why.
To mind when I think about people breaking their controllers.
He has such a really lovely partner, and she even talked to him about it and said that it scared her, and he was like, there's nothing wrong with me. Like,
too bad.
They're still together now, so he must treat her really good. So yeah. She's really lovely, so I hope everything's
good. Yeah, I certainly hope so as well. You know, when I play, like, racing games, friends have made fun of me in the past because they can hear me coming from a mile away because the horn's going, because I'm, like, clenching the controller.
Do you really do that?
Not as much now.
That's so funny.
I think there was a time where I was playing a lot of GTA 5 online.
Just drive around with the horn.
Yeah.
I got really into my World War II, like, history in the end half of last year.
Oh, you're entering full dad mode. You're entering your dad years.
Yeah, it's crazy. I ended up getting a game on Steam, which was like this, like, grand strategy, like, World War II game called Call to Arms, where you individually select troops, so they're not grouped.
Oh, so it's like singular troops.
Yeah, and then you can go third person, even take control of one while
that's kind of cool,
and you have to kind of like micromanage it all. And if you run out of ammo, you can, like, so corpses don't go anywhere or things, and you can, like, search through enemy or allied, like, you know, bodies to.
That's pretty sick.
It's really, really cool. If they're not wearing
permadeath?
Yeah, of course. If they die, they die.
Yeah.
And then, like, for example, if you don't fully destroy a tank, an enemy tank or something, you can, like, steal it, like, repair it and get people in it and use it.
This is ours now.
It's like one of the best games I've ever played. And that got me into watching Band of Brothers again, and now I'm playing this game called Hell Let Loose, which has just come out on Game Pass.
Full, like, army war sim.
It's like
really intense.
It's really intense, and then now I question maybe there is something wrong with me. But well, the thing is, and I also downloaded the Pacific. I mean, I bought the Pacific on Blu-ray HD because that's the version.
You're going to be pretty excited. There's another one.
Yes, there is. It's coming out at the end of this month. It's about
the end of January.
Yeah. End of January. It's like Heroes of the Lords of the Sky or something.
It's about playing guys, right?
It's playing guys. We've had the Pacific. So we've had Americans fighting Japanese. We've had Americans fighting Germans. And then we have Americans flying planes.
Americans flying planes. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm looking forward to because it's meant to be based on real story. Like,
generally are, right?
Well, Band of Brothers and, like, the Pacific, they're in, like, war nonfiction. Which is when I used to work at a bookstore.
Yeah.
A lot of those army veterans would write biographical books, and then obviously they use them. So I'm assuming they're going to do the same thing for this, but they've got some big stars in it.
Yeah, no, those generally bring some pretty big names.
No, but, like, I know.
Sometimes, like, I feel like key role, like guest roles in a way. They're in these series, and they'll have, like, someone there for a couple of scenes that's a big name, but the core characters are generally.
But I didn't feel like in Band of Brothers. Yeah, you had, like, Mark
David Schwimmer was in, like, the first one, wasn't he?
Yeah, for, like, a couple of episodes, but then Danny Wahlberg? Who's Mark's
Donnie,
brother?
Maybe?
Donnie?
Yeah.
Donnie's in it. He's really, really good. You see a lot of young. Jimmy Fallon's in it.
Is Colin Hanks in one of them?
He's in Band of Brothers.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. Yeah,
because Tom Hanks produced.
Oh right,
has produced him. He produces
them with Spielberg.
Yeah, and one other person.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's won an Emmy, I'm pretty sure. Band of Brothers.
Oh yeah, no, they generally sweep hard, and they've got that beautiful production value. I think The Pacific was actually shot in Australia. So.
Correct. It was shot in Far North Queensland, parts of Far North Queensland. So I was in high school when they were shooting the Pacific.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was many, many years ago.
Just a couple of years ago.
Because I'm an old...
Yeah.
We're not old.
Not young.
We're not young, but we're not old. Have you gotten into any weird, not weird, but any cool...
Any cool things.
Things?
So I've been doing a lot of reading, like audio, reading, but also listening to audio, listening to audiobooks. There's a big debate about whether it counts as reading.
I don't think it does.
No, I think that's very elitist and ableist to say.
What
the? Wait, if a blind person can't read a book and they have to listen to an audiobook?
Braille. They can read books.
Yeah,
right. Finger bang pages.
I can finger bang the page. So I've been listening to a lot of Brandon Sanderson. So he's considered a very prolific fantasy author. And I was always curious, like, what's so good about this guy? Let me check his shit out. And I've been enjoying it.
You've got some of these books on your little cupboard.
Yeah, here. I've got some right there. We're in my room at the moment, and I've got bookshelves set up with my books on there. And there's a formula there for sure. Yeah. And it's really interesting to see, because I'm in the second series of his. I listened to a series called the Mistborn Trilogy, Mistborn Saga. And it was like the first three of those were the main one, the first one. And I listened to those.
It's the fantasy writer, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I moved on to his other one called the Stormlight Archive. And that's considered a bit better and a really good kind of amalgamation of his style. And it is, it's really good. But even like from those two different series, I can see his patterns. And I feel like he's well known for churning out a lot of writing very fast. And I can kind of see how he can do that, because I think he definitely has a framework that he works within that he doesn't stray too far from. But a lot of the stuff is in like the, you know, the setting, the world building and the characters and the magic systems.
Right,
where he
gotcha.
Really kind of differs things. But he definitely has a kind of framework that he works towards within the books.
His framework still works, unlike Marvel's.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It doesn't feel too derivative of each other. But he definitely has a lot of themes he likes to explore. Like he likes to explore things like honor and moral compasses and also theology. He loves theology. He's a Mormon.
So I was about to say, this dude sounds straight as fuck.
Yeah, this guy is a straight Mormon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And you can definitely see that in his writing. I remember asking people for it. I'm like, can you kind of tell? And some people were like, not so much.
Is our voices recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just less so. I certainly hope so. Hello?
It doesn't look like it.
On my scene, you can see the thing. It would be a flat line. Ben's looking at the screen.
Yeah, it's just a flat line. That's no sound, right?
But it's not a flat line.
But look at all those other lines.
Yeah, that's from when we're both talking and laughing and stuff. It peaks. See?
Oh, it does. It is working. Sorry.
See, we just did it again.
Sorry, listeners. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Wow. You might even have to edit this.
No, this is a peek
behind the curtain. I've been really enjoying his work. I've also been watching the Disney Plus series Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
I have too.
Yeah.
The author's running it.
Rick Riordan,
yeah.
I believe his name is.
Good
I've
for
never
him.
Read the books, but apparently
they're
Oh,
you should
faithful.
Read them. They're really easy to read. They're really yeah. fun. When I first... I saw the film first with Logan...
Of course, yeah. I have as well.
Mr. Logan Lerman.
Percy.
And then I worked in a bookstore at the time, so I thought, I'll buy them. And I read the first one so fast. I hadn't read a book that fast since, I don't know, the Del Toro Quest books, or like when Harry Potter was like, when I used to read Harry Potter. And I just melted through the series really fast. He had like another series where he did like Egyptian stuff, which apparently everyone hated. He did like a Norse one too.
He just went to all the different mythologies and did his own version of them.
After those two failed, and I think he still writes for him. He, instead of doing Greek, he goes back to the Roman gods.
I see. Right.
Yeah.
Because I know he's still kind of doing the Percy Jackson. They might not be Percy Jackson books, but they're...
He writes stories based in that universe.
Right,
and Percy Jackson and the main character and Annabeth and stuff are in there, and they show up all the time.
Okay.
Just to be like, remember me? I'm Percy Jackson.
Hey, remember? You do remember? Yeah.
I've been really enjoying it.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Yeah.
The most recent episode, I think episode 5, was a little slower, and the water park and the love ride.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't quite sing along as well as the others, I found.
I thought it was fine. I really liked Edge. He's He was really good in it. Edge, the wrestler who
he plays
Hades, Mars, whichever
Mars, one you Hades, want to say. Whichever you want to go.
Speaking on listening to audiobooks, do you think a blind person says they watched the film?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
But how can they?
I don't know. I mean, they've experienced it.
Ableist?
Yeah, is that maybe ableist? Yeah, I don't know. If you if you're blind and listening to us, please write in and tell us what the common term is. Like, if you watch a film,
do you I don't know. It? I hope I don't offend, but you know,
it's actually like,
offense is taken.
Feel free to take offense if you'd like.
If you want to,
yeah.
I don't care.
But yeah, that's actually an interesting question. I don't know.
Yeah, it's similar. It's a similar argument to. It's reading. There's a friend I have, I'll just say his name's Chris, who listens to a lot of audiobooks and is one of those types of people that is like, it's reading. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's very fervent on like, it's reading.
Yep. See, there's a book series that I listened to, and I don't know if I'd call this reading because there's a step further than audiobooks, and there's this company called Graphic Audio, and they're like a movie in your mind where they take the book, and while they're still reading out the book, they have a different narrator, and then every single character has their own voice actor, and they put in background
music. That's really cool.
They put in background music, they put in sound effects, they basically put in everything but visuals, you know?
Yeah.
But it's the exact book completely laid out. So I listened to a series called Red Rising, like the first two books of those were out for Graphic Audio. And they were really well done. And I started listening to them because I really hated the... Well, I didn't hate, but I just wasn't gelling with the narrator of the audiobook version. Mm. So I'm like, I'll check out this other one. And I really liked it.
I'm listening to The Lord of the Rings again.
Okay, cool.
And I'm following it a lot more than... Because I read it when I was a lot younger and I could not... I don't know how I read those fucking books.
Me either. I think I've tried to go back to them as an adult, and I'm like, fuck.
No, but listening to it, it's being read by Andy Serkis.
I was about to say, I think if you had a really good, like,
he does voice all actor. The voices for every character.
Yeah.
Every character.
But he's like, wait till we get to my Gollum. Yeah, I've still got it.
And it sounds, it's like, I've been enjoying it a lot more. I'm following the story a lot more. It's very vivid in my head.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What's his default voice? It's British, right?
He's a Brit.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. British voice actor, it just, like, does it for me. Like, the British narrator, often I will get turned off an audiobook if there's an American narrator. It depends on the book.
Okay.
It was very interesting. Audible released I got a message from Audible the other day that was like, new book by Jane Austen. I'm like, what? I think she's been gone a while. What the fuck? But it was a collection of her letters and journals and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
And it was like narrated by Kate Reading. And I'm like, wait, I know that name. That's the woman who narrates half of the Stormlight Archive. So there's a female and male perspective chapters, and they have a male and female that voice them. And she's American.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the fuck would you get an American voice actor to do a Jane Austen book? Like, the most British of British people you could possibly Brit around, you know? It's like, because I've listened to a bunch of Jane Austen books as well, and they're really lovely to listen to with the, like, very posh British accents and all that fun stuff. I really enjoy them. But yeah.
I'm interested in listening to Jane Austen read by an American.
Really?
It'd be interesting to listen to hear.
I wonder if she does an accent.
Who knows? They're actors. A lot of voice actors are actors. Maybe we should get into voice work.
Yeah. Well, I actually was really surprised that Red Rising, the narrator, main actor in that one, is actually British, but he does an Irish accent all the way through. And I'm like, this is actually pretty good inoffensive Irish accent, because usually Irish accents are the hardest to do and not sound like you're a fucking leprechaun or something, you know? Or not to sound like you're an offensive stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I can do one. Your partner's learning Irish. One of the three dialects.
No, he's got Irish ancestry, so.
And Hispanic.
Yeah.
Gibraltar. Sorry, my mistake. Gibraltar. Lo siento.
Is that sorry?
I think it's excuse me.
Miscusi?
No, yeah, miscusi. I don't know. Don't at me.
Yeah, don't at me.
He's a lost taste. You listen to the real me.
B-A-N-J-E-H-H.
Shut up. 30 seconds. I signed up. I actually signed up to Letterboxd.
You did?
Today.
Are you going to start logging?
Yeah.
I've still got one to log. I've logged a few films already. We've watched a few films this year. We watched one last night. We'll get into that in the main episode.
We watched something last night. You watched something last night.
I did with the boys. Yeah, it's going to be part of my best films of 2023. I'm cheating a little bit.
I've got 10 films, but I know I'm going to... you know what? Listeners, you'll hear about that.
You'll hear about that. Oh.
Oh, shit.
That's the time.
You hear about it on the episode. Check out the... 2023
roundup
where Brendan and I will talk about the best films that we personally saw in the year ourselves. Maybe we talked about it in the podcast. Who knows? There's only like 3 episodes out.
There are some ones that haven't been released yet as well.
Yeah, soon to be.
Soon to be.
We're hoping to be more regular to you guys now, and
yeah,
with us being able to commit more time to this. Yeah.
It's just like we got started and then a whole bunch of fucky things happened at the end of the year that started getting in the way. So
we felt like it wasn't right to not also support the artists who were going on strike during that time as well.
It was bad things were happening in the world and in the entertainment industry and in our personal lives.
Yeah, and Baldur's Gate 3 came out.
And Baldur's Gate 3 came out.
There's that. If these are a thing and these are coming out, we hope you enjoy the Lost Tapes. I don't know if they're going to be a Patreon thing or if we're going to release them, but if you like this, please let us know.
Yep.
Like, subscribe, all the stuff that you want to do to make sure you keep hearing us.
Feel free to give us an email if you'd like to hear us talk about anything in particular. We will probably listen to your request if it's not too heinous. nothingnegativepodcast@gmail.com.
We don't promise that we'll talk about what you want us to talk about. In the Lost Tapes. In the Lost Tapes.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.